My name is Sunshine Swallers. That is my real name, and I'm not a dancer, so y'all go ahead and get the laughs out. I'm a criminal defense lawyer by trade here in Houston, which I think is one of the toughest cities in the world to do what I do. I would like to address Councilmember Cohen, because you are my council person, and I'm happy to visit with you today. On your website, you have a section entitled Issues and a subtopic, Equity. And you say all individuals should be treated with dignity irrespective of race, ethnicity, age, gender, or sexual orientation, and discrimination must not be tolerated. That's why I have worked my entire career to fight for the human rights of all. Well, we're all asking you to keep doing that and take a moment and really think about what this ordinance says. And I am here to deliver a message from the Houston chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, which is also joined by the ACLU. And I'm quoting from a brief that we have.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Is there a second? Favoring opposed, motion carries. Go ahead. Thank you. And Matt Sharp prepared this for the ACLU, and it is our belief that Food Not Bombs and the other groups that would be negatively affected by this ordinance would have a colorable First Amendment claim against the City of Houston if they are not allowed to continue distributing food to the homeless. It's an unreasonable time, place, and manner restriction on what is clearly expressive conduct, and I hope that you all have seen that from the individuals who come up today and express how deep they feel, or how deeply they feel that this is important and an expression of their own humanity. And someone else also said today that food is a right, it's a human right, an inalienable right, if you will. And to pass constitutional muster, a law of this nature that restricts expressive conduct has to further a substantial governmental interest, be content neutral, and narrowly tailored to protect as much freedom as possible. And this ordinance is not narrowly tailored. It doesn't leave open alternative channels for people to do what they're already doing.
Would you, if we had no restrictions on where the food was prepared, just that would you please coordinate with us so that we don't all feed the homeless on the same corner at the same time? Some coordination, would that be permissible in your view?
I think coordination is great, but I don't think an ordinance imposing harsh fines and requiring licensing is the way to do it. We have plenty of
registration with the city for free, but
if there's a need for people who are serving the poor, if there is a need for better coordination, I imagine everybody's all on board for it. But an ordinance requiring it and penalizing folks for not doing it.
And then an ordinance requiring that if you do feed the homeless, that you also, like if you distribute food, that you pick up the leftovers and so forth. Is that?
I believe that, and I think it's our position that would be redundant. I know that word's come up. It's redundant to have another law on the books outlawing littering. We already have those ordinances.
But the way the littering ordinance works, it's the homeless person who eats and throws it on the ground. We'd rather try to work with the agency that brings the food and the litter to the site.
A coordinated campaign, a let's all work together to pick up the trash campaign, those kinds of public service things are great. But again, an ordinance requiring it, connecting it.
Motion to extend. Favoring opposed, motion carries. Councilmember Brown.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for coming today. I really appreciate your view on this item here. And you come with words of hear you, Houston National Lawyers Association and the ACLU both. You've communicated with both of them.
I'm a member of the Houston chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. And also the ACLU, this memo that I was reading from was prepared by an ACLU member for the ACLU, but we joined together in the memo.
Thank you very much. And I think, you know, we need to really reconsider the idea that because the homeless are littering, because people are giving them food, that we need to go after those who are giving them food and find them for the littering. We need to communicate with those who are out there giving food, and maybe having some of the bigger organizations come together with ideas out in the private sector to go out there and work together as a community to go clean up the littering. Now, certainly I'll volunteer if absolutely that's necessary in some of these districts, like Councilmember Rodriguez. I'll be the first to be out there to help.
Is there a motion to extend time?